Russell joins me as we're going to recap the Opelika City Council meeting last night. Eddie's okay, correct, Russell?
Yeah, he's good. He's back at the meeting last night.
Oh, well, good deal. So he just wanted to play. He stayed up late watching that Auburn game, didn't he?
Probably, if I had to guess. Yeah, but that's not why he's not on the phone. Yeah.
I couldn't make it, man.
Honestly, Ben, you could probably update me. I didn't stay up. Did they win?
They did win.
Okay.
And won convincingly. And even the walk-ons, even the senior, so all seniors got to play. So they got that going. But, yeah, it's just one of those.
Beat Alabama. Just go to Tuscaloosa and win, and you're in.
That's exactly. That? And that's the thing. Is got Alabama next. Alabama loses last night to Georgia, 98-88. And then Auburn, of course, wins 88-74. Pettiford had 27 points last night. So he had a big game for the Tigers. Good shooting game as well last night for him, and a couple of steals. So, Auburn looked decent last night. And so if they can – I thought Alabama was on a hot streak. I mean, they'd, won 9 or 10 in a row, something like that, and then they lose to Georgia, of all people. Now, it was on the road. It was over in Athens, and so I didn't watch it. I don't know how the home calling went, but Georgia knocks off Alabama. So now Auburn controls. They win Saturday. They're in the NCAA tournament. That's a quad one win if they win Saturday.
Yep, absolutely.
On the road in Tuscaloosa. So
I did watch the baseball game last night.
You did. Baseball won last night. Well, when it comes to basketball last night, I'm glad you said you didn't stay up either. I had it on in the bed, and Riley asked me, he said, how much did you make it through? I said, I know I made it through half. I don't remember even one play in the second half. I may have fallen asleep like right when they inbounded the ball in the second half. I don't remember anything.
I understand why they do that for TV,
yeah.
But – my goodness, 9 o'clock, that's ridiculous.
It is. It is absolutely insane. And you can't tell me that, you know, a ton of people were able to stay. Because, I mean, the second half didn't begin until after 10 o'clock.
I would rather them start the games at 2 or 3 in the afternoon to not have to go that late at night, you know?
Well, you know, and I did cheat a little bit because I DVR them. And so we have when I got to work this morning, I decided to pull it up online and I watched like the last 5 minutes as I prepped for the show. So I got to cheat a little bit because I knew I'd missed it last night. But anyway, I digress. You guys, how quick of a meeting? You guys blow through it last night?
28 minutes for the regular meeting.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
So we did. I think the longest thing we did, and I'll get to it, was we recognized, you know, that Opelika boys basketball team that went to the Sweet 16.
Yep.
So,
yep.
But I'll start real quick with the work session.
Well, I was going to say, I think Joey said y'all had a couple of things y'all were going to get to in the work session.
The most important being the audit. But first we addressed, so we had an ordinance for first reading, the old chamber building here at 601 Avenue A. It's mm-hmm. the old house, you know?
Yep.
We've been offered a price for someone to purchase that.
Okay.
And so we did an appraisal on it when the chamber moved, obviously, to the old library. And, you know, that number was what it was, but it's been sitting there a few years, and it needs some work. Mm-hmm. And obviously, we don't want to see anything happen to that house, but at the same time, we're kind of just like, we don't need it.
Yeah.
It's kind of surplus for us at this point. So we've been offered Dr. Walter. Do you know Katie Walter?
Yep, yep.
So Dr. Walter runs a pediatric clinic, mm-hmm. and she does a lot of work with VCOM and their pediatric students, and she's done some things out of the Darden house, but she needs and wants to start her own, you know, up for underserved or community or regular pediatric clinic needs,
mm-hmm.
And that's essentially what she's proposing to go in that building.
Okay.
So we just presented that to the council, and then, of course, had an ordinance for first reading where we're going to declare that surplus property and then convey that to her for a price.
Okay.
So we thought it was a fair offer, and we're going to see what happens at the next meeting.
Okay.
And then we got into a little bit of a question about one of the agenda items. We went over with Stephen Dahl, who's our CIO. It's Bricata. It's an existing software. Mm-hmm. They asked a few questions about it. And then we moved into the audit. So John Bowles, you know, him, right, Hughley and Bowles, they do our audit every year, and we're required by law. And I don't know if you know this, and maybe other people don't know this. Did you know that we're required by law to have an audit, but we're not actually required by law to have a budget? If that makes sense. But
That does not make sense. But
it's what the state of Alabama says. So
I guess I'm not shocked. I mean,
you don't have to have a budget, but you have to have an audit.
I don't know why you would run a city without some sort of a budget.
I don't know how you operate without a budget unless you go take every power bill and everything you've got to be approved by council. But
I don't know. You know, the big town of Red Level, Alabama, where I'm from, population just under 500, they're probably not much of a budget there.
And again, most towns are small towns, so yeah. we're one of the, you know, I guess top 20 in the state as
right.
far as Auburn-Opelika area. Both towns are considered to be bigger towns or cities in the state. So we I don't know how we would operate without a budget. But
yeah.
you're not required to have a budget, but you are required to have an audit every year.
They got to see where you're putting that money, Russell.
That's right. Yeah. Well, and we want to be transparent, too. We want to show people that we're in a financially stable position, that we're not just blowing it. Now, we did spend a lot of money last year on some debt reduction, so we paid off some debt, so that looks good. And again, OPS is paid for. OPS is a enterprise fund, so it makes its own money, and now they have no debt. So that's a good thing. They're in a good position, and they can actually, I think last year after they paid off their debt, they contributed about $4 million to the general fund. So that's kind of a moneymaker for the city as well. As sewer and garbage, those are things that are enterprise fund stuff that, you know, it's not funded technically by the general fund, but they can actually make money and give us, the city general fund, money some back
okay.
some money. So anyway, we're in a good position is what John Ball said after the audit. We had a few little internal control things that we could clean up. But other than that, audit looked good. So
well, good.
Great to hear. Good news. And if anybody wants to see that, it is online, and I can point you in the right direction.
Yeah, I was going to say, I have this discussion with Auburn City Manager, and of course, you know, I've talked to Eddie about this, and now talking to you about it. I mean, that I don't think people realize when they, because they'll show up sometimes, whether it be a citizen communication, they fire off an email and they say, "What are you hiding?" It's like literally, they're not hiding anything. You can. The cities are so transparent that you can find just about anything you need if you dig or ask. And
if you can't, I was going to say, if you can't find it, ask.
Yes.
And we will get it to you.
Exactly. And I think that's the best way to go. So that pretty much got you through the work session. Hey, I want you guys to cover that. You're good.
The work session.
Let me, can I hit a break? And then that way we'll get into the agenda, because I'm sure you guys kind of blew through that rather quickly.
Absolutely.
All right. Russell with me as we're talking about last night's Opelika City Council meeting. More with Russell here momentarily. He's filling in for Eddie Smith today, again discussing Opelika City Council. More in a moment.
News Talk WANI, Auburn Opelika's most listened to news talk station.
We're talking Opelika City Council recap. Russell with me, city clerk for the city of Opelika. And Russell, we were going to head into the end of the main meeting then after that, after you guys got through the work session.
Yeah, so again, I mentioned it earlier, during mayor's remarks, we recognized the Opelika High School boys basketball team that made the Sweet 16. And unfortunately, their season came to an end against a top-ranked Dothan team. And we were wishing a few things would have went different in that game, and maybe we'd still be playing in Birmingham right now, but it didn't. We recognized them. We only had three seniors then, so we'll be back next year is what we're hoping.
They had a great end of the season. You know, they had some troubles at the beginning, and then after that, they kind of turned it on and upset some people and had some runaway games.
Beating Auburn and Central over in Central was a highlight of the season, I will say that.
Listen, anybody that beats Central in Central, where they're playing basically instead of five players on the floor, there's usually three officials that are out there too. So
any sport. That's not just basketball.
That's
football, baseball, whatever.
They always get extras over in Central for some reason. I'm not real sure how that works out that way, but they do. People that are Central fans are listening to me right now going, "You just be quiet. You stop."
I know, right?
But we all know it's true. If you're an Auburn or an Opelika fan, you know it's true.
Well, we recognize them, and we appreciate them and their season, and we wanted to brag on them a little bit, and Coach Button and took pictures and did the whole nine last night. So that took up a little bit of the first of our meeting.
Okay.
We also had a proclamation for Blood Clot Awareness Month. If you didn't know, March is Blood Clot Awareness Month.
I did know that. Only reason I know is my late grandmother, she had an issue with it, and since her birthday was in March, she also had they brought it up, and so that's the only having a mother that was in the healthcare industry and a grandmother that suffered from it, that's how I knew that it was Blood Clot Awareness Month.
Yep, absolutely. So the consent agenda was approved unanimously, but I'll go through what was on there. We had a request for a temporary street closure on May 16th. It's for a wedding event. They're going to have a lot of people on the street there parking and whatnot, so they approved that. Our Collinwood Christmas luminaries, I know it's February when she asked me to. I know it's March, but they need to go ahead and start preparing, and they do a lot. They have a lot of moving parts with that, so we do it this early every year. We're going to approve them. Our 2026 annual citywide asphalt paving project, of course, 20-year-old roads that need to be paved. We'll go ahead and get that bid out and approved. Traffic signal installation for 2nd Avenue and 3rd Street. Now, that's a big one. That's the old House Smith Station on 2nd Avenue there.
Okay.
We're going to put a red light there. It is very much a needed red light there. People don't need to pump the brakes a little bit because this was the bid.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be 6 to 8 months probably before those poles, you know, there's going to be those nice black decorative poles and traffic signals, and that stuff doesn't come in overnight. So I'm hoping we have that done probably football season-ish. So this is the beginning step, though, and, you know, we really need a red light there.
Yeah, no doubt.
Approved, you know, regular business here, expense reports, surplus property. We purchased a Tahoe for the police chief. We did a renewal of that Verkata software. It was discussed during the work session. That's our access control panels, you know, like the little key fob things to get into doors. It's the software that controls all that. So, special appropriation to the county court referral program. We actually save money by giving money and using their court referral program than having it in-house.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to pay our bill, our portion of using the Lee County court referral program. And then a couple of appointments, Brent Poteet to the Property Maintenance Board of Appeals and Cody Traffenstead to the Medical Clinic Board. Mm-hmm. And that pretty much was everything on the consent agenda that was approved. And then we had two ordinances for first reading.
Mm-hmm.
Approve an annexation petition, and then, of course, declaring that building we talked about, the old chamber building, 601 Avenue A, as surplus property, and then conveying that to Dr. Walter when at the second meeting, when we have a second reading, if they approve that.
I hear you got some excited folks behind you.
Yeah, apparently it's somebody's birthday.
I thought that's what I heard.
I'm located downstairs. I'm not in the mayor's office up there by myself. I'm down here where the public can get to me. You know?
I thought that's what I heard in the background. I just wanted to make sure. The good news is everything was all clean, and that's perfect. I absolutely love it. And then, of course, you guys, other than that, anything else you guys covered of note last night?
Nope, it was a very short, sweet agenda.
I know that you and I have talked about this before because on the city side of things, Russell's in charge of elections, and Riley and I were talking in the first hour. I didn't realize, man, some of these primaries in some of these states, Texas had their primary last night.
North Carolina.
North Carolina had theirs as well, and I was sitting there going, the state of Alabama's not going to have theirs until May, but I just thought, goodness gracious, life.
I know,
it seems early.
Our probate judge, Jerry Colley, who is technically in charge of all those elections, you know, he's got Drew Peacock now, who's his election manager, and I work with Drew and Jerry a lot on my election. They help me. Well, Jerry's like, will you return the favor and help me on primary? I'm like, absolutely. Now, granted, there's a council meeting that night, so I've got to make that work as far as me attending a council meeting, but I will help as much as I can on primary day, Jerry. So
that is absolutely.
He helps me and I help them, and that's just, hey, when you run elections, you take all the help you can get and then you return the favor. So
I will ask you, because I looked at that too, because, you know, we also carry the Auburn City Council meeting here on this station, and I've asked this discussion, and I'll ask Megan the same thing. Any chance that, because it is an election day, any chance y'all move that at all or move? I mean, you're required by state to do two a month. Is there any chance that could possibly move in May, or y'all hadn't even gone down that road yet?
Well, it hasn't been discussed, and I don't think it's something that we've done in the past.
Right.
We kind of just operate in our own world. Now, if we get enough people that would want to move it, or it really is up to the council. I mean, the council can move a meeting. As mm-hmm. long as we have two in the month, it doesn't matter that it's the first and the third. It's just those are the ones that are regularly scheduled that we don't have to advertise for. So
right.
we would just, by ordinance, just move a meeting date if we, mm-hmm. if we, and we do that occasionally from time to time for, you know, 4th of July is normally the one where it falls on a Tuesday or
yep.
a Wednesday, and we want to move it because of people being out of town. Usually Christmas and Thanksgiving don't fall on the third Tuesday
mm-hmm.
just because they're always on the fourth week of the month.
Yep.
So it's usually the 4th of July when we move meetings, but that was since I've been clerk since 2020. Now, again, it's up to the council. If they want to move the meeting off that date because it's election day, they can just vote to move the meeting. So,
mm-hmm.
But normally we haven't in the past.
Yeah, the only time I know that, and I think even Opelika moved it, because I'm doing this since 21, or doing this side of things, I was over on Wings before, and since we carry the meeting. And that's what I've told people from our scheduling standpoint, it messes us up a little bit too, because, you know, we got the regulars that come on the certain days, and so, you know, we put y'all down for the first and third weeks that we're doing the recaps with both Opelika and Auburn, and doing the previews with Opelika and Auburn. And somebody asked me, and I said, you know, the only time they've moved, 4th of July, you're right about that one, and I think either 2 years ago or 3 years ago, you know, the first of the year, like January 1 fell on like a Tuesday or a Wednesday.
Yeah.
So like New Year's Eve was like on a Tuesday or something.
Correct.
Or on a Monday. On a Monday.
Yeah. You're right. July 4th and the 1st
yep.
of, yeah, it'll fall around because it's the first week.
Yeah.
So.
That's the only two things, because I'm with you when it comes to Christmas and it comes to when it comes to Thanksgiving, we're usually safe because it's in that very last week, so it doesn't really affect anybody. But yeah, when the first of the year falls on a Monday, meaning that the first is going to be on a Tuesday, that usually gets moved, and then that 4th of July, it seems to catch us. It's like every other year it catches us and causes move it. So, well, Russell, man, pull the Auburn Tigers through this weekend as they head to Tuscaloosa and try to pull off the upset against the Alabama Crimson Tide and hopefully solidify their way into the tournament if they grab a win. Otherwise, you're going to have to pull for them strong next week. So that way, whenever they're in the SEC tournament, because I'll probably need to get a win too.
My 10-year-old is playing travel ball and rec ball, so I'm baseball right now. So if basketball does do good, I'm okay. But if they don't, I'm in baseball mode. So.
I'm with you. I'm already starting to move that direction myself. That's why I said, you know, Auburn better start winning, because I'm starting to move over towards the baseball diamond fan standpoint. So starting to head the other
Braves
direction.
And Braves and World Baseball and World Baseball Class, I'm excited about baseball. So the basketball better pick it up, or
yes.
I'm going to be moved on real quick.
I think you and I are not the only ones in that boat, I feel. So, man, as always, I appreciate it. Tell Eddie that hopefully we'll catch him next month. Otherwise, if we don't, we'll be talking to you again.
All right. Thank you, bud. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Russell Jones with us as a city clerk, City of Opelika, recapping last night's Opelika City Council meeting. We'll wrap things up momentarily.
Auburn Opelika this morning. News Talk, WA.